Okay, well, before I go over the list of the songs that we just played, it's that time of the hour where I have to say, this is WMFO 91.5 Medford. And I get to go over here to this beautiful PSA service announcement book. I'm going to find something here. Now, what are we going to go with? I like this one. Money in your future. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards. For more free ideas on how to go save, go to feedthepig.org. Oh, that's a great PSA. I like that. Nice and short. Okay, so I did not get parts per million squeezed into the night five with Placebo, so I apologize for that. Parts per million Placebo. On the sixth night, we're going to have Wildcat Slim playing, and we played Rock Goddess, followed by Devil Love with Straight to You, Michael Caine and the Morning Afters, what a great name, with their song Dark Nights, and the last song of the evening was Donaher with Fixer Up. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't believe
it. I know what people are thinking. I know the conversations that take place every year when the Rumble bands are announced. Everybody starts, you know, trying to do their brackets.
I just have favorites.
Business.
For what we just played, I couldn't pick a, you know, these are all like magnificent bands and magnificent, representations of the Boston and New England music scene. I just have my favorites.
We'll see what everybody brings to the table. I mean, I give them a little bit of guidance, but that's it. I tell them, you know, yeah, you can do a cover. Yeah, you can do crazy things like, you know, dress up in costumes and have bubble guns and light strobes and...
That's called Wednesday for
me. Crucifixes and gongs, and it's all happened.
The clothes and the fashion are all part of it. I mean, I just, you know, even when I was going through my punk rock phase, you know, we had more in common with the New York Dolls than we did with grunge. You know, I just, clothes mm-hmm. were always part of it. So, yes, mm-hmm. dress up.
You know, when bands really, you know, have a good time. They really have a good time with it. You know, some bands stick to, you know, what their bread and butter is, and that's totally great. But it's also a place for a band that if they're going to be like, you know, Corner Soul, who played a couple years ago and blew everybody away mm-hmm. because their music is great, but also their presentation is great. You know, and then you have heavy bands like Jim Healy, who's like, this is who I am.
Right.
Love me anyway. No, I mean, I love to see a band just step out knowing that this is what we do and we're damn good at it. That's been years of the Rumble.
Right. If I can give one piece of advice to yes. all of the bands.
Advice from a winner, Jim Healy.
And this
bring
is,
it.
The one thing that we probably focused on the most, practice. Mm. Just make sure you got your set inside and out and tight and, you know, have a few good practices beforehand and you should be all right. Mm-hmm. That's really what we focused on more than anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and then...
Have a good time.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, you got to have a good time.
Of course, it's about that.
You know, you don't... I mean, it's probably, you know, you don't know how many times you're ever going to be asked back. This could be the last time, first and last time you're doing it. Have a good time. On the rehearsal thing, you crack me up. More times than not, when there was a big show coming up and... The band I was playing in did a great rehearsal.
That's always the kiss of death.
Kiss of death. You get the job done, good rehearsal, and then, you know, you get leave room to go on the stage and just tear the place down.
Yeah, it was more like have business-like rehearsals. Come in and say, we're doing the set, we're bing, boom, we're out. And have a few of those, and you'll be... Mm-hmm. It'll be muscle memory at that mm-hmm. point. That's
exactly.
really what you want.
Right, because mm-hmm. if it wasn't for muscle memory, I'd have no memory.
Really, yeah. You start thinking on stage, forget about it. It's over.
And I've talked to a lot of bands who will tell you that. Like, we walked through how we were going to do what we were going to do, and then, you know, whatever plans that entailed, they're varying degrees of tricks and,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Things like that, right? I've seen all of that. And the judges are supposed to be paying attention to that. Yeah. I give them a real talking to.
Well, I mean, much like with, you know, skaters and gymnasts and things like that, is there a list of 5, 7, 10 things that is like a preset list that the judges are looking for, or is it up to each individual?
There's a sheet. There is a public judges score sheet.
And it goes from 1 to 10.
10.
So you're just like, really just, oh, they did that. That's a 1, 2, 3, 7, 10. And so by at the end, they can literally just numerically look. It's like, oh, it just right here, it just told me who won the night.
Well, we do that. We add everything up. And everybody, all the judges are present. Everybody's privy to what's happening. They go through and they put their designated numbers in.
Wouldn't it be funny? It was like exactly like skating, where everybody started with a 10 and they just started knocking it down. And each of the, oh, now they blew that one. Now they're at a 9.
Oh, that would be awful. Maybe people do come in with that mentality. I don't know, but I'm really a tough den mother, or whatever you
right.
call what I
you
do.
You can tune your guitar. Just be quick.
Well, I do. I tell bands, don't noodle. You have
don't
30
noodle.
Minutes to
yeah.
play.
Yeah.
Don't play 37 minutes, but don't play 22 minutes.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't want to do a 30-minute set, then why did you say yes?
Well, I am, you know, and anybody who's ever played in a band with me ever knows that my biggest sticking point is segues. It's like, yeah, and the song ends, whether it's a crash, a boom, a fade out, or, you know, something subtle. It's like you have that moment, you know, and then you got to start moving into whatever you're going to move into next.
Right.
And if it looks like your bandmates, members need to tune or do this or switch, you got to figure out a segue, because you can't have it be, you know, much like tonight with the dead air. It's just, you can't have it be dead. It kills you. It kills the moment. You can finish a song off strongly, but if you don't come in with something in, it doesn't even have to be as strong, but just don't leave them hanging.
It,
come in.
Have the audience, like, you know that the audience is into it. Keep that momentum. I mean, I see that in any show that we go to, right? Not necessarily just Rumble shows, but Rumble shows, people are into it. They're kind of eating out of the palm of your hand, really. They're just, it's a great community of people who come to Rumble shows. They just love the experience overall. But keep that, right?
Yeah.
Like, work on the flow of your songs. Like, don't have a banging, you know, power pop song and then dip down into a balance.
Yeah, that's kind of more what I meant by practice. Like, have that all.
You
got to
feel
out.
It. Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be mapped out. Do the 30-minute thing. Don't, and you know, in time it or whatever. And it has to be, you know, this is. It's not like a normal show that you would play and whatever. You're going there specifically. People are there to see all four bands, and you know that it's, you know, a competition of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to bring your A game.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you got your A game planned out.
I think everybody wants to be successful at it. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody cares to win. I believe that.
But you can probably tell
but
as that's
think,
going on. Really
think,
good band, but they
I
don't care to win.
But bands really do want to walk away with a bunch of prizes and money at the end.
They do, but you know that throughout the 24 bands, there's going to be like 3, 4, 5 bands. It's like, oh, they want to win this.
I hope so.
No, I know.
I hope so.
It's just, it's like, yeah, we all want to win, but do you want to win?
Right.
And it's just like, and it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just a competition. It's like, don't poo-poo it. That's fine. Show up, play a great set. You'll be known as a Rumble contestant for the rest of your time together. That's fine. It's beautiful. You know, enjoy yourself. But if you want to win, you have to want to win, because that's the band who's going to win.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jim, you've done a couple Rumbles in your career.
Yep.
Did you enter into each Rumble that you participated in differently?
No, I think that probably by the fourth one with Set Fire, having hindsight, you know, to fall back on, we're all going to die, did our thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a wild card. That was great. But that was literally like, we're just coming in, we're doing our thing.
That's the bread and butter. You do what you do and you're great at what you do. You don't need bubble guns.
Right. I feel like Black Tie was, you know, we did the whole prepare and do whatever, but we did our thing as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that came through. Shatner, you know, I can even look back on it and say that it wasn't, you know, the greatest of sets, and there was a lot of good talent there, etc. But I felt by the time Set Fire in there, we did want to win. Mm-hmm. We did want to win. We came in. I'm saying this is my fourth time doing this. I'm only doing it because I want to win, as well as the rest of the stuff. But, you know, I know about the camaraderie and meeting new bands and doing the other stuff. But I was like, it would, you know, I feel good about Set Fire if it were a good band. And I think between Jess, I and Rob had that mindset, like, we're going to go in and do our thing and we're going to win this thing. And it kind of, you know, like you were saying, Smitty, that you have that mindset, you kind of almost will it.
And
to a degree.
Everybody in Set Fire had been in prior Rumble bands. I mean, Mellow Bravo, Jess was in Mellow Bravo, Jess was in the Static Dynamic. Static Dynamic did great. They were finalists.
They went
to the end. Mellow Bravo were the 2011 year where there was every band, because there was this year, we had a year off in 2010. So everybody in 2011 was like...
Cocked and Loaded was in it at one point, too, weren't they?
Cocked and Loaded were definitely in it. Rob was the drummer in Cocked and Loaded.
Well.
Yeah. And then you had, at that point, that was your fourth one. That's so fourth everybody one. Had been around the block a little bit. So there is a little bit of that this year, but there's a lot of I call them the noobs. There's a lot of freshness this year. And,
I'm digging it. And I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, before I let you guys get out of here, I kept saying to Angel, I wanted to embarrass her for a little bit. I came here in 1985. FNX clearly jumped all over Figures on a Beach, and we had a lot of, you know, love and fun with W and FNX. But you started DJing at FNX in 90...
Eight.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, I got played on all the stations, but FNX was the first one. I kind of feel like, you know, it's my alma mater of radio stations here in Boston when I first, you know, when we hit Pilgrim Rock when we came in 1985. So the fact that you got your start there, you know, it just, I think that's a very beautiful thing. And I just really, you know, all these years later. So then the other thing I actually wanted to talk to you about is, are you still doing that crime show podcast?
Yes.
I love that show.
Do you?
Yes. That's amazing. I think I've discovered I'm a little bit of a crime guy. I like the crime stories.
There are a lot of you.
Yeah.
It's a true crime podcast. It's all New England crime stories. I write it. I record it. I edit. I do it. I do everything. It's very, very New England centric.
Yeah.
I fall pretty deep into my local roots.
I think it's very popular right now.
People seem to like it.
Yeah. No,
I really enjoy doing it.
So. Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. So you have a lot of stuff going on yourself personally. A DJ, you've been, you know, doing this for years. I was joking with Angel earlier about this is my second time behind the board, so when we finally hit midnight, I'll have a total of 6 hours under my belt of actually manning the board. And the conversation that I had with Angel is, do you think you've done tens of thousands of hours behind the board, or is it actually hundreds of thousands? Knocking on 100,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's up there, though, right?
I started in 1997 in college, moved to WFNX in 98, did every shift I could get until I was hired full time as a DJ on FNX. I don't know, may tens of thousands.
At least tens of thousands. At least tens of thousands.
You know, by the time I started in commercial radio, you didn't need to be licensed or anything right. like that. So I don't know what that looked like before broadcasters got licensed. I don't know how many hours you had to do on air before you got a license. If it was like driver's ed, I don't really know. But many. And then from FNX, I went to ZLX and BCN. And then, you know, did other stuff. I worked and I did radio in New Hampshire for a bit, as well as being on in Boston. So
we were on a station with Michael Joshua. I'm going to say.
Currently or FNX?
Currently.
Mike and I do something called Uncertain FM.
That's it, Uncertain.
So it's TJ Connolly, who is also sort of an adjunct from WFNX in the later years. Dwayne Bruce was at FNX. You're probably familiar with Dwayne. Dwayne Bruce was at FNX for a long time. Mike Joshua.
Yeah, Mike was
Greg Weimer, yeah. who was at FNX for a long time. So there's this, oh, and Mark Hamilton, who was on FNX and then later went to WBCN.
Right after your show.
Yeah, yeah. Went to WBCN and actually hosted Boston Emissions for a minute.
I remember them.
And then went to LA, so he's based out of LA now. So there's this group of us. I don't want to say real radio folks because I don't mean to be dismissive, but you know we worked in commercial radio we were in it and now you know it's
your boss would come to you at the end of the show tell you what your ratings
streaming
were.
Streaming makes things a lot easier in terms of you can do everything out of your house and it's great, but there's a lot that I miss about radio. I miss having my Sunday night parties when I was doing Boston Emissions on Sunday nights. People were in all the time.
Yeah.
I never did a show without having a band on and people. Sometimes I would have like tons of bands on and we would just hang out, especially in the summer. So I do miss that stuff. But I'm sure I haven't answered your question yet.
No, you did. You answered it even more.
But we have
a legacy here. I'm new. Yeah. Even though I've been, you know, playing in bands and around for a long time, done tens of thousands of hours of interviews, I've only done 6 hours of Behind the Board, and it still shows.
And you haven't even sworn yet. God bless.
You know,
no F-bombs.
Yeah, you know, I can go. I'm not quite as bad as Brian Cox from Succession, but at home I'm probably looser with that.
That's his
whole thing.
Logan Roy.
I don't know. You know, early on, when I started doing interviews, you know, at stations where you could not swear, it was just like, oh my God, I don't want to be that guy. You know, shizzle.
It's a learned thing when you've been doing radio for a long time. You sort of get like this red flag in your mind, like don't. Certain things you just don't do.
You can damn something, just don't do the other damn.
That's what the dump button's for.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even know where the dump button is on this thing.
So after 10 o'clock, you're safe.
Yeah,
you're safe.
There you go. So, well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you guys coming in. So looking forward to the Rock and Roll Rumble coming up in like a week.
So it starts, prelims start next Thursday, April 6th. Tickets are available, rockandrollrumble.com/tickets. It's a small room. I don't know. I haven't checked on ticket sales, to be honest with you.
I actually spoke to Aaron. He said that they're going quite well.
They're doing well.
Yeah.
Hotcakes.
That's why I brought you, Jim, because you keep me in line.
He's a good friend to have around.
Insider info. So you just reminded me of something. Thank you to Aaron Gray and Doug Sherman and Kim Kay and the great people at the Middle East who have been supporting me through this and fielding my emails and taking my calls and answering my texts because we're kind of starting over again.
Yeah.
All over again. After 3 years, there's a fair amount of people that have just sort of stepped away from a lot of things.
You know, this is a new year with baseball, with time pitching counts and clocks and things like that. This is like post-pandemic. It's the brand new version of the Rock and Roll Rumble 2013.
Right on.
2023.
So
last 10 years.
Yeah. In closing, the Rock and Roll Rumble is a live music celebration of community where bands all get paid and and they meet new people and they get attention, and it changes. It can change things for a band. You look at the way you do things differently. And it's like it's a music festival, and it's a showcase.
Brilliant.
And it's a great time.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we got 11:30 here. The last time I was on, I had a really weird thing happen where my computer started playing songs really slow. And there was a brand new single by the band I played drums in called Little Billy Lost, and we had a single out called Wash Your Sins Away. I burned it on a CD because I didn't trust my computer to play it at the right speed. So I'm going to start off this next group of songs with Little Billy Lost, and we'll just take it from there. Thank you so much, Angel and Jim. Really appreciate it. Don't you go anywhere yet, Andrew. I need you for the next half an hour. So thank you again.
Thanks.
CD's not playing. Give us a minute.
I got all my news from Gemini's. Bleeds through the pages. Of course you were, of course you did. 11:37, same as ever. Make your idols cry, 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 make your idols cry. Make your idols cry.
Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on.
Yeah!
Got your mother in a whirl. Not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
All right. Having too much fun. Thank you again, Angel and Jim, for stopping in and talking about the Rock and Roll Rumble. So I was trying to get Little Billy Lost Wash Your Sins Away to play off my CD because we had problems with it last time. I swear, I tested the CD at home and it played, so I had to choose an audible, and I played samplings. 1137. And Sampling is also one of my favorite new bands here in town. I love those guys. So we heard Sampling 1137. And then I went to my Wash Your Sins Away by Little Billy Lost on my computer. And it turns out it's the extended mix. It's not even the one that's on the radio. It's the long version. It's the indie college radio version. So you got to hear the version of Wash Your Sins Away that is not getting played on all the big stations. And I figured while I was at it, why don't I check off another box and play Rebel Rebel by Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. Obviously, you know, we're very proud of that, and I love the opportunity I get to play it here. And earlier you heard the Chelsea Curve with Linda Bean, who's in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. And so after we got done playing Rebel Rebel, I went straight to Cold Expectations and their brand new song, Trenchcoats, which I love, and it's just tearing it up. And of course, Joellen is also in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. So that's just how we got to this point right now. Having a good time. It's 11:48, just a few more minutes. What I'm thinking is I kind of have to squeeze in a station ID and a PSA, so let's just do it now with, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. And as far as the PSAs go, let's go with, oh, here's a good one. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there is plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational System. All right, so that was all I was on the hook for with PSAs and station IDs. So let's finish this off. I'm going to go to Dirty Work next. Check it out.
Thank you. dirty work. I'll do your dirty work. Dirty work. Dirty work.
Okay, we started that set off with Hammered Saint. Love that band, new band. They play Dirty Work, followed by Butterknife playing All My Life, and Gene Dante and the Future Starlet. So I love to death. They're the best with their song, She's Outside. We're going to try and squeeze in one more by Girl with a Hawk called Same Stars.
My life, my tears. Stay.